For my bone drying. I'm going to that Latin place tonight. I'm going to dance me some pachanga. Look at this now. Look at the way I move here. Look at the way my toes are moving. Look at this. All right, a little bit of the cumbia. Watch the gringo. Pelvic thrust.
Yeah, man.
I tell you, by the end of the night, we were weaving. Last time I was in there, I was reeling my way to the bathroom. And the guy says loud enough for everybody to hear in the place, "Hey, that grease man drinks so much, he's about 2,000 swallows ahead of Capistrano." I said, "Oh, yeah? Well, that guy over there, doctor took a blood test, offered him $100 a case." He said, "Oh, yeah? Your eyes are so bloodshot that if you didn't close them, you'd bleed to death." Was a sight. I mean, the front of my pants were soaking wet. So I staggered back to the bar. I said, "Hey," to the guy sitting to my left, "did you take a whiz on my pants?" He said, "Hey, get away from me. I don't do a thing like that." I turned to the guy on my right. I said, "Hey, you didn't take a leak on my pants, did you?" He said, "No way." I thought, must have been an inside job.
Getting your daily dose of grease. It helps to build strong, funny bones. The Grease Man Show.
All right, let's get a grip here. Hi, right, it's Grease.
Well, I'm turning 18 next month, and I want to know how I should celebrate it.
18?
Uh-huh.
What's your first name?
Monica.
Monica, who's that little baby in the background?
My daughter.
Your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
How old's your daughter?
A year.
Wow. Are you married?
No, but I live with my boyfriend.
You live with the father of this baby?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My God, Monica. Listen to her. She's not even old enough to buy a drink, and she's got a little baby. Listen to her. Just a little munchkin. She's seven. You're 17 years old.
Uh-huh.
And there you are with a year-old baby. My God. How old's your boyfriend?
He's 21.
You all have your own apartment?
Yeah.
What does your boyfriend do?
Well, he works two jobs.
Two jobs.
Uh-huh.
And you're home with a little munchkin all day long.
Yep.
Well, you happy?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy.
Is this what you thought it would be? There's your boyfriend working two jobs. There you are.
No.
Baby at your breast, stuck at the house.
No, it's not what I thought it would be.
Have you had it to do over again? Might you've not gotten pregnant?
I probably would have waited, but I wouldn't give her back now.
I know that. She's a little bundle of joy.
Sometimes.
Good. Hell, you could be my daughter. I can't believe you got a kid already. Jumping Jiminy Cricket.
And that would make you grandpa.
Oh, stop that. Yeah, I don't want to hear that kind of talk. Hey, that's all I need. I haven't had any children yet myself.
Well,
not a one.
You had to get a couple.
I don't know. You take care of them for me?
Would I?
Yeah.
Would they be as good looking as you?
Well, I don't know about that now. Yeah, you little rascal. I tell you what, why don't you get somebody to look after you? You can probably find some kind of night spot you could go to. Or, you know, maybe hire me to do my at-home rapping act. I do a little bit of rapping, you know. For a honky, I am pretty funky. Oh, look at me go, look at me. I mean, I know everybody's rapping nowadays. Let's do the Heidi Fleisch rap. They say she's the madam to the stars, enlisting girls in the bars. 500, 1,000, maybe 2 grand for the most unforgettable one-night stand. If you're bloated and you need a slice, they say you should call Heidi Fleiss. What a scandal! The press is chasing the lady who found guys a place to put their face in. Billy Idol has denied paying for one of Heidi's girls to be splaying. Hollywood hotshots are nervous and sweating. This ain't the kind of stupin' they paid to be getting. Get down with your bad self, y'all say. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker. Do the bus stop here. Do the bus stop there. Bone back, both key. Do the Heidi Fleiss rap. Heidi Fleiss rap. Yeah. Look at me. Got a dollar bill hanging out of my fly here. The girls were primed and top of the line, inspected by Heidi from head to behind. Out on call on the Hollywood strip, from the flying gabahooch to the simple kiss on the lips. Producers, billionaires, actors, and producers allegedly paid for these high-buck seducers. And now young Heidi has put up bail. Former clients may be forced to wail. Meanwhile, her dad, a prominent medical man, is being supportive, doing all he can. Trying to recall his little girl scout. I guess selling her cookies taught her a lesson, no doubt. Get down with your bad self. Y'all say, oh, say, what, say, who? Turn the roof off the sucker. Do the bus stop here. Do the bus stop there. Bone back, bone teeth. Hold on, though. He's old fit. Hold on, though. Nacho cheese.
Dr. Kevorkian's worst patient. It's the Grease Man.